The Delmarva Peninsula offers a lot of great shopping opportunities, and you never have to go too far to find what you want.
Your tee time awaits you at Hooper's Landing Golf Course. Come play our 18-hole public course situated on 203 beautiful acres located on Locust Street in Seaford. Golfing passes and twilight rates are available. Call 302-629-2890 to reserve your tee time today.
Seaford Abbey Carpet says, yes, you can have it all today. You want a new floor that's beautiful, long-lasting, affordable, and fits your lifestyle and budget? Make Seaford Abbey Carpet and Floor your first stop. Get 20 to 50% off all remnants at Seaford Abbey Carpet, Route 13 in Seaford, 302-629-6016.
Trust your vehicle maintenance and repairs to Mark and his crew at Lewis Auto Body, where you'll receive professional quality service on maintenance, paint, and bodywork to keep you on the road. Call Lewis Auto Body of Easton at 410-822-0017. 410-822-0017.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone, 855-DryZone, or online at DryZone.com.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
When your pet isn't becoming to you, it should be coming to Rough Cuts in Preston. Rough Cuts is privately owned and operated and has been in business for more than 5 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Rough Cuts is located on Main Street in Preston and guarantees to be the lowest cost groomer in the area. Try Rough Cuts today. Call 410-673-7312.
Cherokee Home Improvements, locally owned and operated, LEED and RRP certified, and ready to tackle any project from siding and roofing to windows, doors, doorknobs, and additions, ceilings, and floors. MHIC number 73910. Cherokee Home Improvements, 443-225-9047.
At Jeff's Service Center, your satisfaction is what counts with every job. Full service on your car or light truck, including brakes, exhaust, suspension, tires, batteries, and Jeff's has 24-hour towing and rollback services. 410-943-4412.
Koski Enterprises has been serving the Eastern Shore for more than 30 years. With over 1 million square feet of warehouse space for storage and a fleet of trucks, they can accommodate most customers' needs, large or small.
It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware. Your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at DryZone.com.
Good morning. This is Jason Harmon with DryZone, and with me today is...
I'm Brad Wozlevec. I also work at DryZone.
And DryZone is the Delmarva Peninsula's largest installer of crawl space encapsulation, basement waterproofing, and foundation support works. Today, we're going to talk about something that I don't believe we've talked about in the past in any of our shows, and it's called a half wall restoration system. Now, here on the Delmarva Peninsula, we have a lot of water issues, and our water table is very high, and occasionally a basement will become flooded. Now, we have a solution for taking care of that water issue, and we also have a solution for fixing any damage to the basement if it happened to be a finished basement. Brad, do you want to fill us in a little bit on this program?
Sure. This is actually something I used to do quite a bit of. Recently, I took over the marketing department. Prior to that, I was an inspector for quite some time. So it's actually a very popular product now, becoming a little bit more popular because people are starting to realize that in basements, when you have a drywall finished basement, it ends up getting moldy and really smelly when it gets wet. So what we use is actually an Everlast wall panel, very similar to what we used to use for our TBF or total basement finishing, and it's a waterproof panel. So what it is a combination of ceramics and concrete that's mixed together, has a nice vinyl finish on it, so it's very attractive. It's very homey, a very warm look to it. The color is actually a mix between beige and off-white. So what we did was we took your two most popular interior paint colors, and that's what color we made the wall. The thought being that pretty much any wall above it, because it's only halfway up the wall, is going to match well. A lot of our brochures shows a yellow wall. Looks really nice with that. If you have white or beige, obviously it's going to look very nice with that. And then what we do is we take the damaged wall, usually about 3 feet up, and we cut that wall out because that's all basically just trash. It's usually covered in mold, could actually have water still in it depending on how bad your damage was. Cut all that out. We sister up, which basically means we take the old wood studs and we attach a steel stud to it to prevent future mold or rot behind the wall. And we attach those directly to the floor. And then we just go about the process of building our wall, our new half wall panel, on top of the steel studs. Finished panel looks very nice. It's if you're familiar with the chair rail, that's actually the look that you get. It's basically a piece of crown molding goes across right where the back of a chair would hit. It's kind of what they used to do in houses to prevent marks on the wall when you're backing up in the dining room area. So you get that same look. It looks very nice, very clean, very easy to wipe down, especially if you have kids and they have stuff on their fingers, or if they get into coloring. The wall panels actually wipe right off, so it's a very nice product for that as well. The biggest benefit you're going to get out of this, any floods in the future, your walls are not going to be damaged. Obviously we can't do anything against furniture or carpeting or anything like that, but the walls being one less thing to have to replace is always a nice thing to have.
And let's take that one step further, Brad. We always recommend that if there has been a water issue in a basement, that before we do this restoration process, that we do a waterproofing process. And we have a system by installing a product called WaterGuard, where we can guarantee that water is not going to become an intrusion into your basement in the future. And this product is a patented product, and we are one of the only installer on the Delmarva Peninsula that uses this particular product. And what we do with this is to cut the floor back approximately 10 inches from the wall, all the way down to the top of the footing. And then we install the WaterGuard product, which is a molded plastic material, which is designed for collecting any water coming up from the underground surface before it gets into your basement. This is carried around to a sump pump so that any water that does get in there is pumped to the outside. Now, once the water guard is installed, then we pour the concrete floor back over top of it. And once we're done, you don't even know it's there. I had a question asked one time, well, what happens if this gets clogged up? Well, with the system that we use, we put in what we call an inspection port periodically along the wall. This will give us access to the WaterGuard system should in the future there be any kind of a blockage or a clog occurring, and it allows us to not only get in to inspect the WaterGuard, but we can also run a high-pressure hose in to wash anything out that might be inside of the WaterGuard. It's an excellent product. It can be used also in new construction. We recommend that anyone building a home that's going to have a basement, that they consider installing this product when the home is being built. Not only is it going to prevent a water problem in the future, but it's considerably cheaper to install when the home is being constructed than after it has been constructed, because at that point, we don't have to cut the floor. It's put in before the floor is poured.
Basically, it's a really good system. I like that you touched on that as well. Number one, you can clean it out. A lot of pipe systems that you might see from various different contractors, they're not going to be able to have a means to clean out the clogged pipe. That's a big issue, because if you can't clean out a clogged pipe and it becomes clogged, then you're going to not have any option other than just complete removal and start over again. And that's not something that anybody really wants to do, especially if you've already gone through the problems with flooded basements. And realistically, when are you going to know your pipe's clogged if there's no way to see it? Probably going to have another flood. So let's say you go through this whole process of cleaning out your flooded basement. You have a real nice problem solved. You have all this nice pipe system, the new sump pumps, the whole kit and caboodle, as it were. And then 5, 6, 7 years, however many years later, it clogs up. You have no way of knowing it's clogged up, and you get a massive storm that rolls through and your basement floods again. I mean, can you imagine having all that headache, all that pressure relieved when you get everything fixed, and then having it happen all over again a few years later? That's something that at Dryzone we definitely try to avoid. And we have the products and the knowledge and the just the expertise to be able to handle those issues and to keep them from becoming a problem in the future. Definitely, our water guard is one of the best things that we can put in a basement. Sump pumps, for instance, are another way that you want to get the water out and keep it out. A lot of people think you just cut a hole in the ground, drop a pump in it, run a garden hose, and it pumps the water. Now, that'll work. Probably not that great. It's like difference between like having training wheels on your bike and having a 10-speed, you know, Tour de France-style bike. Basically, our sump pumps, they're going to be sealed, which means no water vapor's coming out. Another big benefit, and a lot of people think about this, is you have small children or pets. They like to play in things they're not supposed to play in. Now, if you have an open sump pit, a kid or a pet has a real easy opportunity to fall into that and hurt themselves, possibly even drown. That's something that nobody wants to have. So we put the lid on there. It's screwed down nice and tight. Still very easy to access if a serviceman had to get in there and do any kind of repairs. And that's going to keep the water vapor and the security of that hole. After that, we have battery backups in the whole nine. And we just basically, we do anything you need, we can take care of. And that's why I love about this company so much.
Yes. Now, before we both forget it, Brad, how about giving our radio audience some contact information concerning Dry Zone?
Sure. This happens every week. It always cracks me up because we always forget. The easiest way to get a hold of us is through our 800 number. We like to call 855-DRY-ZONE, 855-DRY-ZONE. Also reach us locally at 302-684-5034, and then again on the website, if you're a visual person, lots of pictures, lots of testimonials, things like that. The website is actually just dryzone.com. That's DRYZONE, all one word, .com.
Thanks, Brad. We'll give this to you a little bit later in the show, so if you need to get a pencil and paper, go grab that right now so you'll be ready when we give this information to you again. We've been talking about basements, wet basements, and how we can take care of fixing water damage to finished basements. But there's one step further that you should go to when you have a basement, whether it's finished or unfinished, and that is to install a good quality dehumidifier. And at Dry Zone, we have several different models of dehumidifiers available for use in both crawl spaces and in basements. And there's one type of dehumidifier that most people are really not familiar with, and this is, we call it a Sandy Dry Upright. Now, this particular dehumidifier is ductable. So if you have a finished area of your basement, you can install this dehumidifier in a furnace room, a closet, or a mechanical room, and duct it into the finished area. So it's going to draw the moist air in through one duct, take it through the dehumidifier, and return the dry air to through another duct into your finished area. So if you're sitting there watching a football game, the soap operas, or whatever on your TV set, you're not going to hear the hum of a dehumidifier running in your finished area. It's a very, very top quality product, and it is not something that you're going to find being sold in some of the big box stores. This is a quality commercial grade product. Actually, the operating cost of this product is less than one of the cheaper ones that you would buy in a big box store. Before I forget it also, I want to make you aware of the fact that if you have a crawl space issue, a basement issue, or a foundation issue of any kind, there is no charge from Dry Zone for an inspection and an estimate. That's correct. No charge, no obligation for an inspection and an estimate.
You're absolutely right. Number one, the inspection process should never cost anything. I mean, if the company's costing or charging you anything to come in and take a look, chances are they don't get a lot of sales, so they have to make up for it somewhere. Now, when I say a lot of sales, we don't like to say necessarily our guys are salesmen or they're, you know, here to give you an estimate or things like that. What I used to like to say, and I love telling this to people because it sets a whole different mindset and it really makes them feel a lot more comfortable. We're inspectors more than anything. When I would go out to a house, like I said, prior to taking over marketing, I was a salesman or an inspector for quite a while. When I would go out to a house, I'd like to tell people, you know, I'm here to look at what's wrong. I'm not necessarily going to sell you a bunch of stuff that you don't need. But when we sit down, you're going to know exactly what's going on under your home, whether it be a basement or a crawl space. And that helps a lot of people out, especially people that maybe have never been in that area. We're able to show them what goes on with through pictures, through just, you know, firsthand accounts, notes that we take, things like that. And back to the Sand and Dry, The dehumidifier is actually does roughly, I believe, like 100 pints a day out of the air. And if my math's correct, don't hold me to this, but I think that's roughly 10 gallons of water. So if you can imagine 10 gallons of water every day, say, you know, 10 one-gallon milk jugs that you pick up out of your basement and carry them outside and dump them every single day, that's a lot of water that's coming up out of your basement. Now, you might think it's going to be like too dry. That's not the case either, because we like to set it to a relative humidity that is very comfortable. It's got a digital readout on it, so you can always tell what's going on. And if for some reason you think it's too dry, it's easy enough to adjust. We don't recommend that because you don't want to play with it too much. It's easier just to let it go. The machine runs when it needs to. But imagine where all that water would be had it not come out of your air. It'd be stuck in your furniture, in your walls, in your clothes. It would stink like crazy.
Another thing, too, which we haven't mentioned yet, is the fact that you don't have to bother with emptying a container with these dehumidifiers. If you have a sump pump in your basement, we can duct this dehumidifier directly to the sump pump, and the sump pump pumps the water out. If you don't have a sump pump in your basement, we can install a condensate pump on the dehumidifier, which is just like what's on your air conditioning system, and we can pump that water directly to the outside. So it's very convenient. You can do away with having to empty a bucket every day or two or three times a day. And these units have a good warranty on them. We also have an inspection program where we can come around once a year and check it and change the filters in it. And hey, I just mentioned a magic word, filter there. These units have filters on them. They have a dust filter, which takes out the bigger particles that are in the air, and they have also a filter which takes out the microbial particles. It takes out particles down to 2 microns in size, and this even includes your mold spores that might be in the air. So it's a very high-quality product. We're going to need to take a break right now so the radio station can introduce you to one of their sponsors, and we'll be back shortly.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone, 855-DryZone, or online at DryZone.com.
When your pet isn't becoming to you, it should be coming to Rough Cuts in Preston. Rough Cuts is privately owned and operated and has been in business for more than 5 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Rough Cuts is located on Main Street in Preston and guarantees to be the lowest-cost groomer in the area. Try Rough Cuts today. Call 410-673-7312.
Cherokee Home Improvements, locally owned and operated, led and RRP certified and ready to tackle any project from siding and roofing to windows, doors, doorknobs, and additions, ceilings, and floors. MHIC number 73910. Cherokee Home Improvements, 443-225-9047.
At Jeff's Service Center, your satisfaction is what counts with every job. Full service on your car or light truck, including brakes, exhaust, suspension, tires, batteries, and Jeff's has 24-hour towing and rollback services. 410-943-4412.
Koski Enterprises has been serving the Eastern Shore for more than 30 years. With over 1 million square feet of warehouse space for storage and a fleet of trucks, they can accommodate most customers' needs, large or small.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is Account Executive Kirsten Sturmer of MTS Broadcasting. Radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost-effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Okay, folks, we're back now, and we've been talking about our finished wall restoration system for basements using a product called Everlast Wall Panels. We've also been talking a little bit about wet basements and how to take care of those. And we've also been talking about dehumidifiers. And Brad, before I forget it again, I hope everyone had a chance to get their paper and pencil. Give our audience some contact information.
Sure thing. Number one, if you want to get a hold of us just through regular 800 number telephone, you can call us on 1-855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. 1-855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. You can also reach us locally. We're located right in Harbison and Milton, Delaware. We have two offices. You can reach us on that number at 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. You can also contact us online and apply for a free inspection right online as well. And the website is just www.dryzone.com.
Thanks, Brad. We've been talking about waterproofing basements, and I'm sure there's probably someone out there that has construction knowledge that knows there's a couple different ways to construct a footing and foundation for basements. Now, with the WaterGuard system, we have been talking about a basement that has what we call a three-piece footing. In other words, the footing is poured first, the block wall is constructed on top of the footing, and then the floor is poured against the block wall. But there's another kind, which is called a monolithic pour. And this is where the footing and the floor are all poured at the same time, and then the wall is constructed on top. Now, in the first case with the three-piece footing, we talked about cutting the floor down to the top of the footing. Now, with a monolithically poured floor, we cannot do that, because if we were to cut the floor, which was poured at the same time as the footing, we would actually be hurting the footing itself. We would be destroying the integrity of the footing. So what do you do? Well, we have a product designed especially for a monolithically poured floor. And I have used this product in my house, as a matter of fact. The monolithically poured floor requires that we use a product called Dry Track. And this is a water collection system that goes on top of the floor rather than below the floor. And it catches the water after it's come through the wall or up through the floor, but before it gets out into your basement. Well, what we do with this is that we go in first and we have a grinder. And we're going to actually grind that floor. And the purpose of that is actually twofold. It's to smooth it out and get it level, and it's also to remove any dirt that might be on that floor. And once this has been done and cleaned, then we use an epoxy cement to epoxy the dry track to the floor. And this takes care of the water issue problem. Now, you might say, well, what happens if I get a leak farther up the wall someplace? No problem. Not only the water guard, but also the dry track allows any water intrusion that might come in through the upper part of the wall to run down the wall and get into our water collection system before it gets out onto your floor, is taken around to the sump pump, and then pumped out. Now, we've talked about sump pumps a little bit, but I'm going to elaborate just slightly on something here. You know, here on the Delmarva Peninsula, we're prone to a lot of electrical storms in the summertime. And a lot of times, we're going to lose power, especially if you're out in the country. It seems that they lose power more quickly than houses in a city. Well, what happens if you lose power and your sump pump doesn't work and there's water coming into your basement? Well, we have a solution to that also. We have a battery backup pump, which can be installed in the same container with your electrical sump pump. And this battery backup will automatically kick in should the other electrical pump fail. And one battery charge will pump up to 11,000 gallons of water. Now, The battery backup pump itself is hooked up to your electrical system so that the battery for it is kept charged at all times. So this is a great thing to have, especially where you can incorporate it with your other sump pump.
I tell you, the triple safe sump pump, which is actually what we're kind of alluding to, is actually three pumps in one. Now, granted, you can get a battery backup with one of our other pumps. Say you just have a single pump. You say, you know, well, I don't lose power all that often, so I'll hold off. And then, of course, nothing ever happens until it does. And that's unfortunately where we come in to help people that we've already helped in the past. We love coming out to see our homeowners, absolutely. But the worst day is when we have to come out to fix something that we could have stopped ahead of time. So I always like to tell people, you know, if there's an opportunity to fix it before it gets worse, take that opportunity, because you don't want to have to go through all the trouble of fixing something again. So the triple safe pump actually has three pumps in it. It has your regular everyday use pump. It's a third horsepower, so it's a good, powerful pump. And that thing will take care of pretty much any daily use that you can think of. After that, we also have another direct current pump, which plugs into the wall, different outlet, because you don't want to pop a breaker and lose both pumps. So what we do is we put that into a separate outlet. That's a half horsepower pump. Now, I recently found out, because I was always been curious, but never really thought to ask, why is it the half horsepower, which is a bigger pump, not your primary? Reason being is your half horsepower is going to pump so fast that if you have normal everyday usage, it can actually burn that pump out a little quicker. So we like to use the third horsepower so it doesn't pump so quickly that it can burn the pump out. You get a longer life out of your pump, and that makes a lot of people happy because they don't have to replace it as often. And then, of course, after that, the third pump in a triple safe is your battery backup, which sits very high up in the container. The only reason it would ever have to kick on is if your two electric pumps are completely gone. 9 times out of 10, that's going to be because the power's out. Occasionally, a pump might burn out. That's very, very seldom. For the most part, the power goes out, your battery backup kicks on, and that thing will get you through most storms. When power comes back on, your battery is plugged into the outlet, and it'll start charging the battery again. So when the next storm comes, if you lose power, you're right back to where you started the previous storm. Never losing power, never losing pump capacity, and always getting that basement to stay dry. Nothing worse than having a storm, losing power, and a wet basement.
Just to recap what we've been talking about today, we've been discussing our half wall system for restoring walls and basements that have been damaged by water. We've been talking about waterproofing of basements using either water guard or dry track as what's required. We've been talking about our dehumidifiers and sump pumps. Now, before I forget, there's one other situation where our half wall restoration program comes into play that's really not in a basement. It's on the first floor of a house. We have a lot of houses on the Delmarva Peninsula that are built in floodplains, and a lot that are built on concrete slabs, especially in the beach area. And occasionally, especially during a hurricane or a really bad storm, they get water intrusion into the main living area of the house, and it destroys and damages the lower portion of their walls. We can use this half wall system to restore the walls in the finished area of the house also. Well, I see our time is about up, so I'm going to have Brad give you our contact information again, and we look forward to hearing from you should you have any need for our services or any issues of any of the things we've been talking about.
Sure thing, Jason. The 800 number again is 1-855-DRYZONE, 1-855-DRYZONE. Then the local number, you can get us at 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. And then again, on the internet is probably the best and most comprehensive way. That is dryzone.com. And that's got all kinds of pictures of our past jobs, testimonials, many, many things about water problems in both the crawl space and the basement, as well as a link to our foundation page.
Thanks, Brad. Folks, we look forward to being with you again at a future time on the radio.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware. Your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.